door-to-door gun confiscation, no longer law enforcement, now they have become the agents of the state. Rahm Emanuel said, "We're bending the law as far as we can to ban an entirely new class of guns." Recently, I had seen a video of a police officer talking of the unlawful and unconstitutional actions of a city board in Deerfield, Illinois, who is attempting to legitimize gun forfeiture and or confiscation. Now, of course, it comes in the guise of law. It has the color of law. But friends, it is not law. Why, you might ask? Because it runs antithetical to the American Constitution in which we have, which at length is undermining the very laws in which they are to uphold and to enforce, which in short makes it null and void. Who gave delegated authority to the City Board of Deerfield to tear down the very laws in which they have sworn to uphold? Delegation of authority comes from we the people, not the elected representatives of the people. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. President Thomas Jefferson rightly said, whenever the general government assumes undelegated powers, its acts are unauthoritative, void, and of no force. No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. Remember, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This police officer went on to tell the American people that his partners in the police force were not and will not go door to door to enforce a violation of the Second Amendment.
The reason I'm doing it about Illinois is that I'm speaking about this as a former full-time sworn law enforcement officer. I have several friends who are full-time sworn law enforcement officers in the state of Illinois right now. Not only would these guys not follow this law, they would arrest people that tried to enforce this law. So let's really get the rundown on what's happening here.
Americans must remember that they have God-given rights to do that which is right, not privileges from the people that work for them. And after all, free people don't ask for permission to do what already belongs to them. He continued to share that if they were to enforce this unlawful and unconstitutional order to go door to door, that they are no longer law enforcement agencies, but rather have become agents of the state.
I don't care what badge that you wear. I don't care what kind of police officer you think you are. When you start stripping people's Second Amendment and Fourth Amendment and everything else, when you start doing that, you cease to be a law enforcement officer and start being an agent of the state who goes to the highest bidder, whose services go to the highest bidder.
This is why it is important to learn from the Nuremberg trials, in which a majority of the war criminals were found guilty of obeying a tyrant named Adolf Hitler rather than upholding the German Constitution, which they themselves swore to uphold. If they were obeying their country's constitution, they would have lawfully dealt with the tyrant rather than violating its own law-abiding citizenry. Furthermore, for those who would go door to door to illegally confiscate guns from law-abiding gun owners would be violating the Fourth Amendment as well, which protects citizens from unlawful searches and seizures. It states, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Now, we know that it has not gone this far yet. I said yet because it can all be avoided if we choose to do so. The way to avoid it getting to this point, as I have highlighted so many different times in so many different ways, is to deal with the corrupt politicians. Americans must come to the realization that either you lawfully remove corrupt anti-American politicians, or you will at length be disarmed. The response concerning bump stock bans across the country. In Denver, after the city banned bump stocks, which was approved by city council, not one was turned in. In Columbus, a citywide bump stock ban went into effect. They were so kind as to suggest even to come pick them up for you. Not one was turned in. The people in this country are being pushed and assaulted on a daily basis by corruption. And this is the response tyranny is getting. We can all look to Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster, said, the religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls up there and all around, from the north to the south to the east to the west, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you want to call in, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Love hearing from new callers. Listen, if you call in all sincerity, you're going to get a sincere response. If you want to contend, you're going to get contention. That's totally fine. Jude 3 and 4, that number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I have up in front of us right now a picture of talking about ethnicity. I didn't make the meme here, but I do want to highlight it. It's on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Hodge twins highlighted the fact that a white female doctor in Georgia strangled, sexually assaulted, and then her throat was slit by a black man with 40-plus prior charges. Folks, are you hearing this reoccurring theme? Could it be because of a recidivism rate of 74%? Here, let me say it again. So we have a female doctor in Georgia strangled, sexually assaulted, and her throat was slit by a man that was charged 40 times prior to the crime that he actually committed concerning this last one. How much coverage are you getting in the mainstream media? It doesn't work for their narrative? Zero. Zero coverage. From CNN, all the mainstream networks, MSNBC, Reuters, Axis, ABC, PBS, every single one of them went wall-to-wall coverage for a felon criminal, repeat criminal named George Floyd. So it shows you which side of the aisle these accomplices of conspirators are on, in fact. And I'm talking about Jeremiah 11:9, and I'm also talking about the people that you're allowing to drive a narrative that is completely inverted. And what we're not getting, friends, is journalism. What we're getting is indoctrination. And again, a good portion of what you're getting concerning what they call news today isn't news at all. In many cases, it's completely contrived. But I don't want to get too far off track here. Back in 2018, they did an update on prisoner recidivism rates, and there was a 9-year follow-up period. And I want you to hear this. The 401,288 state prisoners released in 2005 had 1,994,000 arrests during a 9-year period. Did you hear that? An average of 5 arrests per released prisoner. 60% of these arrests occurred during 4 years through the fourth of the ninth year. An estimated 68% of released prisoners were arrested within 3 years, and 79% within 6 years, and 83% of all of those released back out onto the streets were arrested again within 9 years. 82% of prisoners arrested during the 9-year period were arrested within the first 3 years. Almost half, 47%, of prisoners who did not have an arrest within 3 years of release were arrested during the 4-9 period. In other words, 4-9, the fourth year of the ninth. 44% of released prisoners were arrested during the first year following release, while 24% were arrested during year 9. Why are they so unafraid to commit the crime? And I want to tell you again, friends, so you can understand clearly as to what the problem is. You have corrupt judges that are being bought and paid for to be soft on the crime, to reproduce criminals begetting criminals. Why? Because it works for their what they call their their injustice system. Again, that makes $64 billion a year. Then what they do is they capitalize off the prisons. And also remember, we have the highest incarceration rate in the world, which used to be just the exact opposite during its founding era. And so what are we seeing, friends? We're seeing that they're using the prisoners for slave labor. And what happens when we go back to put this in scriptural content, this is what happens when we leave the Lord's commandments, we leave his judgments, we leave his statutes. Therefore, we're not going to know peace and we're not going to know righteousness within the gate because we no longer do it his way. And why? Because man thinks he's genius, professing himself to be wise. He becomes an absolute fool. And I'm talking about the people that allow this system of incorruption, the system of indulgence, to continuously go on. And what am I again highlighting here, friends? The fact that they're creating criminals. They're creating repeat criminals because of the money that they make off of slave labor. Now, when you look at Mark 7, the Lord told us clearly that they will make void the commandments of God through the commandments of men. What did Jesus continuously rebuke the Herodians and the Pharisees for? Covetousness. Did you hear me? Covetousness. What happens when we disobey God? Well, we get the results that I'm highlighting right now. What happens when we respond and obey God? You deter the crime because you show them the consequence if they dare commit the crime. I know Americans, for the most part, are so used to not hearing a word that I just said. But you do need to understand that the hope is found in what you do in response to the commandments of God. I thought about this right before the show, that in Jeremiah, did you know that the Lord merely said, amend your ways? That's all he told the people. He said, amend your ways. What does that mean? Now, this was the message that Jeremiah was giving to the disobedient church and state during that particular time. If you remember right, in Jeremiah 1, he was appointed to go to the church gate and basically the king's gate. And remember, the king was what man wanted, not what the Lord wanted. You can go back to 1 Samuel 8 and you'll find that as well. But again, what did the Lord say? Amend your ways. What does that mean? Well, what it is, it's a central prophetic call, again, in the book of Jeremiah, demanding a radical change in both daily behavior and moral actions of the people. If you remember right, the Lord warned Judah to abandon wickedness and practice what? True justice and a care for the vulnerable, promising that turning away from sin would avert God's impending judgments. Here, Americans, what he's saying is, listen, you'd rather have it this way than my way, in the sense of, I want to show mercy, the Lord says, but if you don't want mercy, you're going to get my judgments. And when you get my judgments, you're going to wish you to listen to me while you had time to listen to me. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Francis Turretin said, effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I noticed that whenever I'm showing the people the responsibility of what's going on in their country, the numbers are always down. They're always down. So if you heard what I just said during the end of the last segment, that's all the Lord said is to amend your ways. He said, amend your ways and I'll withhold impending judgment. That's what he said. Did the people listen? Nope. Are they listening today? Nope. They don't want to hear anything to do with it. They want someone else to do it for them. That's called gratitude, right, Americans? Yeah, just the opposite, a lack thereof. But when the Lord said, amend your ways, again, what he was doing was demanding a radical change in both daily behavior and moral actions, repentance from the people, and to bring forth fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Matter of fact, the Lord even went on to warn Judah to abandon wickedness. Who are the wicked? You know, friends, those that know to do right and do it not. These are the people that I'm addressing today for a good portion of you, right? But God warned Judah to abandon wickedness, to practice the first thing, just like it's found in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, to do what? to establish justice. Practice true justice. Without justice, Americans, you have nothing. And care for the vulnerable. Who are they? Well, we'll get to that in a moment. Namely, foreigners that are here to assimilate, orphans, right, the fatherless, and widows. Promising the Lord, this him being promised, on the behalf of himself in swearing oath to the people, he promised that turning away from sin would avert his judgments. Okay? That's what would happen. It also means putting away false idols. It means putting away idolatry concerning anybody or anything that takes the seat of your heart or the throne of your heart in the place of God. And that's really what it comes down to. But again, I just want to make clear you all understand why this kind of stuff is going on. And I can spend all day highlighting the crimes that are being omitted by the mainstream media because it doesn't fit their narrative. But again, it goes back to the people and the reflection of the people as to what it is that they tolerate and what it is that they don't tolerate. Have you guys been paying attention during this promise of releasing the Epstein files? We've seen nobody block the release of the Epstein files more than Donald Trump. And by the way, I would even put a check on, in a big way, on Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene, because they both had the opportunity to say the names from the very opportunities that they have been given inside of federal Senate buildings, friends, and releasing it to the people, namely into Congress. They haven't done that yet, okay? And what they've done is they bought themselves more time to basically distract and divert the people away from the release of the Epstein files. But did you know at the same time, simultaneously as those files have been released, and by the way, they're still 6 months behind the release by law, that means the people don't care because they're not enforcing the law. Therefore, the people need to step in and enforce it for them and deal with the corrupt politicians. There's only one reason they haven't released them, and you and I both know why. But again, I lay to your candor, has anybody been paying attention to the fact that during the release of the Epstein files? Has anybody been paying attention to the fact that we're seeing all of these sting operations, all from Disney to all of these individuals in law enforcement, different agencies throughout the United States of America and worldwide concerning their crackdowns on sex sting operations, pedophile rings? Yep, everybody's guilty except you know who's guilty, and everybody in that party of guilt wants you to believe that it's everybody but them. That's why they're using their agencies to enforce the law against them, but the law applies to them, but not you, or themselves, I'm sorry, themselves. See, that's tyranny right there within itself. But apparently the American people still don't understand how they're the pawns on their boards concerning the games they have created. And I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm talking about the ones that are pulling the strings of the politicians. Because you and I all the well know that the politicians are extorted from A to Z. I want to make one more point, and then we'll jump off that point. Did you know that less than 1% of the population... Less than 1% of the population, this is how encouraged the wicked within the United States of America and worldwide are encouraged to go ahead and commit the crime because they're not afraid of the consequences, right? Less than 1% of the population is accountable for 63% of all violent convictions. Did you hear me? So in other words, when they have the opportunity, and I'm talking about the activists that are illegally legislating from the bench by being soft judges concerning those that they're producing as hardened criminals. See, the American people are allowing the judges to be soft on the crime of those that are violating themselves and their family and their children. Praise God that the American people are waking up and saying, you know what, enough is enough. Vigilante justice must commence, and it must go forward. And that's exactly why it's happening, because the courts are not delivering justice. They're delivering up justice, and they're breeding criminals is what they're doing because of their lack of justice. Do you understand? And then when we go back to Proverbs 28, verse 5, we understand what the Lord says, evil men understand not judgment. Do these dummies on the bench, and they are dummies, they're fools, they think that their doctrines somehow or another override the morale of what should be in their hearts. but they continuously release and create hardened criminals by being soft on their crimes. What happens when it happens to them, friends? Then it all changes, doesn't it? You see how that works? Hey, folks, we need to get behind the Christ and all that we're called to do for the very purpose of allowing him to sow the good seeds that we might understand what peace really means. And in the process, what we want to do is sow those seeds that we might reap his harvest according to his word. Not according to man that has left off the commandments and the statutes and judgments of God. Americans, we're in trouble, and we're in trouble because we're bringing it upon ourselves. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact, and I'm going to bring you here really quick, that this she looks like a lesbian, and that's what they're, by the way, installing as well across the country. Lesbians and homosexuals into office. I don't care if they're married or not. You can see it all over them. But we see Abigail D. Spangberger, I highlighted yesterday, the said governor from Virginia, that they want you to believe has been voted in to go ahead and attack the constituents in that state. Well, we can see that that's not working out very well because many of the attorneys in the state are refusing, and are the sheriffs as well, refusing to enforce gun bans. Okay? They're refusing it. And this is great news. As a matter of fact, I just showed you a video before the show here. Many don't get to hear it or see it, but I want to play it for you for just a moment because I want to show you what happens. Not only do gun sales begin to skyrocket when these criminals, and they are criminals, come out against the people, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but what you need to know, friends, is it backfires. Gun sales skyrocket, and the people don't respond the way they want you to believe that they're responding. See, but I want to tell you something. The minute they go after your Second Amendment or your God-given rights, for you to give them wiggle room, per se, to go ahead and suggest that if you don't go along with their unconstitutional decrees, that they're going to add on charges. See, this is what people need to pay attention to. If you don't hold them accountable for their crime and look at it as a crime, because if I break the law, that is transgressing the law, 1 John 3:4. That is a crime. When a said representative does it, it is a crime. I don't care how they want you to believe they can do whatever they want to do and they are a law unto themselves. Nonsense. That's why we are a constitutional republic and we're dictated in this country by law. By law. Isn't that sickening when you hear people say, you know, now that she's governor, I wonder what she's going to do. I want to tell you what she's going to do. She's going to do exactly what we allow her to do and what we don't allow her to do. Oh, I can't wait to see what this president's going to do. See, the people have been so brainwashed, they actually believe that they're a law unto themselves and they can do whatever they want to do. That only comes from an ignorant people. But I want to say something to you. Obeying unconstitutional decrees is on you. It's on you because what you're doing at that point is acting like a bunch of serfs with chains on, merely obeying a politician that is there or has promised to be there to uphold the law, not to tear it down. You are aiding and abetting your own destruction at every given turn. I want you to check this out. I'm going to play it on the other side. And what I'm going to show you, friends, is what happens when the government, the said representatives, again, we don't have leaders, friends. The only leader we have is Jesus Christ under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob under Article 6, Section 2. And it's their job to enforce the Constitution and the enumerated laws, Article 2, Section 3. And if they don't do that, the people rise up and hold them accountable. See, it works both ways, people. It works both ways. I'm going to show you what happens on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, right? John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. 1 Timothy 2:5, the list goes on. So, okay, I want to play this for you, and I want you to check this out. You'll hear it. Again, if you want to check it out on social media platforms, you can. If you're an affiliate, don't worry about it. I'm painting the picture because you will hear clearly as to the fruit of your said representative government. Remember, we don't have leaders. We have a limited republic, right? A representative government. They represent us, okay? They only work for us. Again, look at the process in the Declaration of Independence. But look what happens when they go ahead and test their steel against the American people. And I say this in a good sense, friends, in a good sense. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, we know that it has not gone this far yet. I said yet because it can all be avoided if we choose to do so. The way to avoid it getting to this point, as I have highlighted so many different times in so many different ways, is to deal with the corrupt politicians. Americans must come to the realization that either you lawfully remove corrupt anti-American politicians, or you will at length be disarmed. The response concerning bump stock bans across the country. In Denver, after the city banned bump stocks, which was approved by city council, not one was turned in. In Columbus, a citywide bump stock ban went into effect. They were so kind as to suggest even to come pick them up for you. Not one was turned in. The people in this country are being pushed and assaulted on a daily basis by corruption. And this is the response tyranny is getting. Okay, so you're starting to see this, friends, and we've been seeing this. As a matter of fact, it's been going on since the very inception of who we are as a people. Because if it wasn't, we wouldn't have the Second Amendment still today. But you can see what corrupt and the corrupt are continuously working against. They're always working at trying to disarm you. Because then, friends, disarmament, it just gives them permission to do whatever they want to do with the people, with the power taken away from the people. I mean, one of the things that we talked about a week and a half ago was the fact that over in the UK, the first thing they demoralized, they used the sodomites. They put them in power, and who was on their heels? The Muslims were playing, you know, the victim while they're continuously perpetuating the crimes. Do you know that over in the UK right now, a majority of the mayors in that particular area are all Muslims? Did you know that? They had to first demoralize them. It's what they're trying to do here in America. They want to Europeanize you. But after they demoralized the people, they then disarmed the people. That's what they're working on right now. They're disarming you. And this is a judgment of the Lord, by the way. Okay, His sovereignty is at work both ways, weal and woe. But I do want you to understand something, friends. In the UK right now, since they've been disarmed, within 20 years, they started going door to door concerning people that are posting certain things on Facebook that they deem unworthy concerning the government, which now is. They wanted to make sure that they sent the message that if you put anything up on Facebook, we're going to come arrest you. And the way they do that is because now you're disarmed. You can't defend anything. Hey, folks, your Bill of Rights and the laws found in the Constitution are all null and void without the Second Amendment. That's what enforces all of the rest. And again, Americans, listen, our said representatives in this country, they work for us. Robert Livingston said this. He said, all power. He said, all power, not some power. All power, I'm adding, under God, is what? Derived from the people. Again, yesterday I brought up the fact that our government, our said representatives, because again, we're the government, our representatives don't offer us some olive branch through their good graces, because again, we don't work for them. And contrary to the popular belief given to you by the conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, remember that the Constitution is the instrument by which the people restrain the government, not the other way around. Not the other way around. And I would suggest this, friends, instead of you allowing them to teach you to fear them in their unlawful decrees, I strongly suggest that you do and follow in accordance with what our forefathers established and send the message to the corrupt that we are not going to tolerate corruption by sending the message concerning the fear of God that others also may fear concerning the tyrants within the halls of government, that they'll continually assail the people no longer and no more. And again, that comes down to the people. Yesterday, I'd also brought up Lysander Spooner, because what's happening, friends, in America, I want to talk about what's going on here first and foremost. What's interesting is that every time you see a said representative, an anti-American politician, let me say it again, an anti-American politician, criminal politician, try to assail our Second Amendment. Do you notice that they're always using that attack on you as law abiders with the excuse of the criminal that committed the crime? And Lyander Spooner said, to ban guns because criminals use them, is to tell the law abiding that their rights and their liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Americans, I want you to listen to what I'm telling you. Are you tired? In question, are you tired of being accused of the crimes of the guilty? That's the excuse used every single time that they assail your Second Amendment. And when they do it, the people should stand up right off the bat, impeach them, and prosecute them for their transgressing the law. Because that's what they're doing. They're breaking the law. I want to say this one more time. Obeying unconstitutional decrees is on the people that submit to tyranny. It's on you. It's on you. I just want to make clear that you understand it. And the only way they're going to have their way is when you forfeit and you depart from what our forefathers established concerning the Second Amendment. Now, let's cover this really quick. Because one of the things that we see is when the politicians are playing games, some of it's legitimate, some of it's not. But a majority of what we see are the games played between the politicians in the courts. Like, for example, we just heard yesterday that Pete Hegseth's attempt to put the kibosh down on men dressed as women in the military, it all goes for naught, said a federal judge. Now, you do understand, and I've said this before, that a judge's job is to discover the law that God has placed in common law in our country. They're supposed to discover what the law says, and in this case, it's an abomination. I can give you 30 scriptures, friends. But for a man to dress as a woman and then to put them into our military only shows you the weakness of the people, allowing the corrupt to place them into a position in our military to weaken us in the sight of the nations. And that's exactly what it's all premised on. But what's the point? A federal judge comes in and tells Pete Hegseth you can't enforce the law? Folks, it's nonsense on both sides. And you know they're both playing each other because they promise this is what they're going to do. When they get in office, then they can just merely do what? They can blame the federal judge that said they couldn't do it. Right? Nonsense. They never had a right to do it in the first place. Let me say that again. They never had a right to do it in the first place because it's felonious activity. So for the people to come back and say, well, the federal judge said they couldn't do it, then you need to get rid of that judge. Common sense comes into play. Men dressed as women shouldn't be in our military, friends. And do you not see that you're being mocked through the process? That is a weakening of your military in the sight of the nations. But as long as the politicians keep telling you that we have the strongest military in the world, then they must be telling you the truth. You better pay attention, folks. And I want to tell you this. While you're being mocked and you allow them to mock you, I want to tell you one that will not be mocked. He is the God of Israel that will not be mocked. And I'm talking about the Israel of God, the church, the Christian church. And I am telling you that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So when we sit back and allow these said judges to continuously legislate and to play activists from the bench, that's again on us for allowing it. We've gone way, folks, we have gone so far concerning what it is that we've tolerated that it is a miracle and it is a mercy that we're still here to talk about it. And that is not a joke. To suggest that men can dress as women and be in the military, you are procuring the judgment of God upon yourself. To suggest that a judge can say, by the way, a woman dressed as or acting as a man like an Alina Kagan, with her queering Harvard and everything that has done, she is an abomination. For you to sit back and listen to her dictates, you deserve exactly what it is that you're going to get. But to advocate and to say that it's okay for two men to get married and two women to get married in America, you fall for it and you let it go. You are procuring the judgment of God upon yourself. You are hastening the judgment of God upon yourself. He who spits against heaven, even as accomplices, said Thomas Watson, will surely fall on his own back. Will surely fall on his own back. And again, it reminds me of Jesus when he went into unto the people and he went to Capernaum and he said to him, you who have been exalted to heaven, because nobody's been exalted to heaven like you, America, to whom much is given, much is required. But I want to say this. You're going to be brought down to the lowest of hell because of what you tolerate. Oh, my goodness. Wow, Lord. I mean, that's just my person, my element, is it not? Yes, it really, truly is. We're going to come right back to Judges in a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. I did want to highlight something real quick. Those that are selling themselves as God's chosen, I want you to listen carefully. Did you know that Rothschild's Israel, Theodore Herzl's Israel, you know, the Zionist that created it, the one that said he didn't believe in God? I want to just stop right there. Somebody said, well, they do what they do because they don't believe in God. Well, great. Why don't you show them that you do believe in God and put a stop to it? You, again, have the roles completely backwards. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. Well, guess what? The Lord empowered Christians, his church, And he gave them power all over all the works of the enemy in Luke 10:19. Because all power is given unto him. Read Matthew 28, verse 18. I don't care what the bad guys believe. I'm going to let them know that I do believe. Right? The unbeliever shouldn't be on the offensive. The believer should. But it's interesting, the unbelievers exhibit more of what they would call faith, though it be fallen, than the believers do. How shameful, to say the least. But let's go back to this. For the sake of time, modern-day Israel is to host 97% of all gay porn comes out of there. Israel to host, and they want you to believe they're the chosen of God again. Revelation 3:9, Revelation 2:9, Romans 2:28 and 29. Read it when you get a moment. Educate yourself. Israel to host the largest LGBT pride festival in Middle Eastern history. Guess where they're going to do it? Right near biblical site of Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to play this for you because I want to show you what Fox News is promoting. And this guy, he's out. Hey, listen, he's out. This guy, by the way, TPUSA gave him $5 million in hopes of getting him in office in Wisconsin. Nobody supports this guy more than Fox News does. Him and his boyfriend, his name is Scott Pressler. And I want you to see and hear what it is that the said conservatives have now put on the front as their representative for the conservative cause. Listen to this.
Pressler just finished a hit with Fox and Friends First to talk about the results from Tuesday's elections in six states across the country. Thank you to every single person that made your voices heard. Looking forward to watching the results pour in from California. See you guys.
Why is Fox News using somebody like that? Because Fox News, through omission and now advocation, advertently, are promoting it. You know what they're promoting? They're promoting the demise of our country. Because as I said earlier, what you put up with, the Lord's not. You can rest assured. I want to play this for you and check this out. Because this was almost put in reverse in a positive way. And I want you to check it out because I thought it was fantastic. I got to give all these sodomites a high five so they at least can say on Judgment Day, yep, I remember when Bradley Dean was being a faithful witness to me when he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, when nobody else did. Because so many people loved them, they say, which is not love, it's hate equated in the Bible, right? We loved them so much, we didn't say anything to them. No. They're going to stand before the Lord, all the while knowing that they've been given a knowledge of the truth, at least to those that listen to this show. Okay? You can go ahead and be unfaithful all that you want to. I'm going to remain faithful, but check this out.
Pride Month again, making this the perfect time of year to see what inspirational passages give them a second. Can be found in God's Word that will help you celebrate pride. Kick your pride up a notch and pass these comforting verses on to the gays in your life.
Listen.
Ooh, this one's coming all the way from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance, and the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate.
Amen.
Wow, inspiring. Or consider this verse, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. You shall not lie with a man as with a woman. It is an abomination. I'm not sure what all those words mean, but it sounds good. Ooh, Job, chapter 35, verse 12. There they cry out, but he does not answer, because of the pride of evil men. Neat. Ooh, my favorite, Daniel 4, verse 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are right, and his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble.
Amen.
See, God works during Pride Month. Little known fact, King Nebuchadnezzar was the world's first furry. Diversity. Hey, check this out the next time you're at a bathhouse. Romans chapter 1, verse 27. And the man likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. That'll be good in your parade. Oh, here's a good one. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Oh, here's a good one. Amen. From Jude, verse 7. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example of undergoing a punishment of eternal fire.
Amen. So he's being a faithful witness.
Wow, isn't the Bible just really great? Truly heartwarming. Be sure to side hug a gay and share one of these inspiring verses today. Happy Pride Month.
See, now they set the video up for those that couldn't see it. You, when you seen it at first, you were offended by it, but it was a man that you thought was going to start to advocate the sodomite agenda, which in fact gave Bible verses, and you thought he was going to arrest them. That means to distort them or pervert them. What he did is he picked up the word and he actually used it against those that thought he was in favor of. And I think it was fantastic what they did, because that's a faithful witness. It truly is. Now, I want to show you one more thing, and then we'll switch topics again. We'll get back to what we were just talking about a moment ago. And it's just this. I'm going to go ahead and refresh this, and then I'm going to pull it up. And then we are, oh, you know what? I wonder if we didn't lose it. Wouldn't that be something if we did? Yep, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead for the sake of proving the points and finishing the points. Concerning what it is that I needed to share. It says this, and I'm just showing it to you because I thought I had it pulled up. But it says, pride should not be celebrated. And then it goes on, and then it just talks about pride. Do understand that the role of the use of the rainbow is completely backwards. The rainbow was given to the people after the Lord judged the world for what? Their wickedness. So what they're doing, friends, is they're adding insult by daring the justice of God by using a rainbow to say that there's a covenant of peace between them and the living God that judged the world for the very things that they're guilty of, okay? See, what they're doing is they're rejecting the word of God. And folks, pride shouldn't be celebrated. But I want to ask you something, Americans. Why are you allowing felonious activity to be promoted in the United States of America? And don't forget, nobody advocates the gay agenda and transgenderism, as they call it, more than Donald Trump. I'm just curious. How is it that it's allowed? Folks, what we're going to do, it was pretty quiet today. That's okay. I know I'm dumping out a lot of information. But I do want to say this. For those that are going to be calling in, just the heads up, we are being picked up by a pretty big outlet on the East Coast, up and coming here. We're still waiting for the green light, but I think that they're moving towards that, obviously. But when that happens, I'm really hoping to get some people that are engaged where those phone lines are ringing off the hook. Because one thing that I cannot tolerate is when people on a daily basis sit there and listen to what's going on in their country and they remain silent. I'm not saying I'm mad because people don't call in. I'm trying to figure out why it is, with the information given to the people, as to why it is that they're not mandating that people hear their voice in the defense of their country, and to bring about resolve concerning the issues in which we all face. Friends, faithful witnesses deliver souls, and that's exactly what we're going to continuously do. And I'm in hopes that we're going to get a whole new slew of people coming in here in the up-and-coming weeks and months that are going to bring about and shame those others that have sat back and did nothing. And you can say, well, that Bradley, that's kind of being competitive, isn't it? No, it's not. No, it's not. Not at all. I think of the son of Dodo. His name is Eleazar in the book of Samuel. Well, the children of Israel did nothing and complained about what was going on in the country. Eleazar picked up the sword of the Lord, and he went and took after the Philistines, and he won the day. He didn't, hey folks, he didn't have time to turn around with a thousand sarcasms to go back and throw at the people for not doing what it is that they should do. If they're a grateful people, we don't have to say a thing to them because they're already on board, and I praise God for them. I praise God for those that are actually on board and that they're in the fight in their local communities on a 7-day a week basis, because without you, we cannot do it. With you, we can do it. And so if that encourages others to stand up and do what needs to be done, so be it. It's long overdue, because the last thing I want to do is get on the radio tomorrow and highlight more of the crimes that the American people are tolerating. Again, friends, we're not here to magnify the crimes alone without bringing about the resolves. It's our job concerning the preachers of the day, the patriots and the conservatives, to make reference to the law that the said politicians are violating and hold them accountable by bringing judgment upon their heads. Amen. Love you by what we do. We're going to pick this up tomorrow concerning the constitutionality of what's going on here. Friends, obeying unconstitutional decrees is on you. And it's either going to be on the corrupt or it's going to fall back on you. It's your choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. Talk to you tomorrow.